Well, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for our Sunday service on the 9th of May. My word, how quickly is this year going? It's extraordinary, isn't it? Especially given that we've been locked in for most of it. Anyway, great to be with you today. The Lord be with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. So, let's begin our service now by bringing to God anything we'd like to say sorry for, you know, anything in the past, long distant past, recent, big or small, anything you feel is keeping you away from God, from your better self, from the people around you. Let's bring it to God right now. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And so, we have the first of our two readings today. This one comes from the book of Acts, and it's Acts 10, 44 to the end. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praised God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. The second reading we have today is from the Gospel of John. It's John 15, 9 to 17. "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love one another." Wow. What an extraordinary reading. Sorry to say wow, but it is. It's a really beautiful reading, isn't it? I'm going to concentrate on the reading from John, but I just a word about the Acts reading. It's, I suppose, the thing that comes out for me from that is just the wonderment that those who were the chosen people feel when they realize that the gift of grace, the gift of Jesus, is for everyone, not just for a small sect, a small number. Everyone is welcome. And I suppose that's something that's very, very encouraging, you know, in a world that like we have today, which is so divided, where there are so many barriers. Everyone, regardless of where they come from and who they are, everyone is welcome into the family of God. And I suppose that's one of the great hopes that we have whenever we encounter division and difficulty and prejudice and all the other things that are just part of the sinful world that we live in that we want gone. We don't want that. We remind ourselves that everyone, every single person is equal. Everyone is equal in the eyes of God. Special, even. Let's look at the reading from John. John 15, 9 to 17. So, what does this really help us with? Well, I think it's something about the love of God. And the thing that always jumps out at me, and I suppose when I first became a Christian, it was the thing that I found most astounding, was it when Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. This is my command. Love each other. I suppose I always think of the idea of commands in relation to kind of rather military language. You know, the squaddies on the parade ground receiving a command from an officer or from a sergeant major. March this way, walk this way. And that's okay, because I think it says something of the authority of this command. This isn't just a nice thing to have. Is something that we are commanded to do. We are absolutely commanded. And it isn't an easy route, my dear friends. You know, like loving others is hard. And it takes every single bit of the Holy Spirit's work to help us to do it. I was just struck by something that happened, and it was really, really sad, you know. My dear mum, her cat had to be put down yesterday, and it was just terrible, you know, in the times like this. And I understand how absolutely devastating it is to lose one of your animal friends. I lost my beautiful Lance cat, you know, during the pandemic, and oh, it's just awful. But my dear mum, you know, there she is with a basket that's empty because the cat's not coming home. She goes up to the counter in the vet's. And no one said, I'm really sorry that your cat has died, Mrs. Morris. All they did was take her credit card, that's all they did, and charged her. Now, my mum is very mild-mannered. I've never known her angry. And she got so cross, she said, you haven't got an ounce of compassion. She said, in the old days when you come to the vet and your pet died, they knew your pet. They would say something, they would console you. She said, and all you want is money. And you know, I think she's, oh gosh, she's so right. Where is your compassion? She said. Now, I know people are awkward at talking to others when they've lost a pet or a person. I know, I don't blame people for that. But where is your compassion? Where is the love you have for each other? It is a good question. And I don't just hurl rocks at the people, as it were, who did this. I'm as bad as they am. We all are. I accept my own shortcomings in it, you know. It's not here. I'm not here just to condemn others. I accept them. But this is the command. Love each other. It's so beautifully simple. It is the secret, open secret of life. It is the open secret. And it is what, as it seems to me, the unfolding of the adventure of our lives leads to. The ongoing discovery, with the help of the Holy Spirit, of how to love each other. Each generation has to learn this truth for itself and learn to apply it itself. Each of us are a work in progress, but Jesus gives us tremendous hope. He says, I have called you friends. The God who made the universe, the stars and the galaxies, who made the heavens and the skies and the trees, who made the grass and the fields, who made the animals, who made us, calls us his friends. And we know what it's like when we're with really proper, true friends. We can be ourselves. We have joy. Life somehow springs into colour. And that is the promise that Jesus has for us this morning. And I encourage all of us, including me, myself, to listen to this command. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help us to love each other. Amen. So, dear friends, we now say the words of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. So let us pray. Dear Father, we bring our prayers to you this morning. We pray for our world. We pray that the vaccine would be available to all, and that we would move on from this terrible pandemic, learning the lessons that we need to love each other. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for those who've been the victims of injustice and hatred. And we pray for a spirit of love amongst each other to break forth in this world. Father, we're thankful for the scientists and the lawyers and all the people who have kept working during the pandemic, the teachers and the bus drivers and the people who work in transport and everyone who has just carried on working. And we pray, Lord, for a flourishing of our nation and, of course, of our church. And Father, we bring to you those people who we are worried about and want to lift their names to you. I encourage you now to lift the name of someone you are concerned about, love, or want to pray for into God's loving hands. Father, finally, we pray for ourselves. Help us to be the bearers of goodwill and love. Help us when we are in the shadows, when we feel in the dark valley, to see a shard of sunlight. You standing on the horizon, dear Jesus, calling us to your safety. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so, we exchange the peace with each other. We, by saying sorry and being forgiven by God, we're at peace with him, and we now show we're at peace with each other. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. So, dear friends, I invite you to join with me in the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and you love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and, taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism that is indeed what we have become. And so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Christ, our Passover, who was sacrificed for us, blessed are those who are called to his supper. I now eat the bread and drink the wine. And so we say the prayer after communion. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So, my dear friends, we get to the end of this Sunday service. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure having you along. I really wish you nothing but the best, and I hope that your week is all that you hope it is going to be. I really do trust that the Lord will be with you. So, we end with a blessing. The God of peace, who brought Jesus, that great shepherd, back from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, friends, we go back out into the world with that instruction, command from our dear Lord to love each other. I pray that you have a week when you are surrounded by love. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.